Testing. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
It's good to be here sharing God's word with you today.
今天很高兴能在这里和你分享神的话语。
Today we'll be looking at Esther chapter 9 verses 18 to 32.
今天的经文取自以斯帖记第九章第十八节至三十二节。
Now within the sermon today, there will be some gruesome pictures of the Holocaust. So I would like to ask the congregation to practice self-censorship. If it's too gruesome for you, maybe you can turn your eyes away or close your eyes for a moment.
那今天的讲道里面呢，会有这个大屠杀的一些很残酷的画面，所以如果你不忍看的话，你可以将眼睛关上。
Yeah, I mean there are images from the internet, so if you search for Holocaust, you will be able to find them. So it's not that bad in my opinion, but just be warned. Okay, let's look at Esther chapter 9, verses 18 to 32. I shall read it to you in English. Okay. The Jews in Susa, however, had assembled on the 13th and 14th, and then on the 15th they rested and made it a day of feasting and joy. That is why rural Jews, those living in villages, observed the 14th of the month of Adar as a day of joy and feasting, a day for giving presents to each other. Mordecai recorded these events, and he sent letters to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Xerxes, near and far, to have them celebrate annually the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar, as the time when the Jews got relief from their enemies, and as the month when their sorrow was turned into joy and their mourning into a day of celebration. He wrote them to observe the days as days of feasting and joy and giving presents of food to one another and gifts to the poor. So the Jews agreed to continue the celebration that they had begun, doing what Mordecai had written to them. For Haman, son of Amadatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to destroy them and had cast the pur for their ruin and destruction. But when the plot came to the king's attention, he issued written orders that the evil scheme Haman had devised against the Jews should come back onto his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Okay. Because of everything written in this letter, and because of what they had seen and what had happened to them, the Jews took it upon themselves to establish the custom that they and their descendants and all who joined them should without fail observe these 2 days every year in the way prescribed and at the time appointed. These days should be remembered and observed in every generation by every family and in every province and in every city. And these days of Purim should never cease to be celebrated by the Jews, nor should the memory of them die out among their descendants. So Queen Esther, daughter of Abihail, along with Mordecai the Jew, wrote with full authority to confirm this second letter concerning Purim. And Mordecai sent letters to all the Jews in the 127 province of the kingdom of Xerxes, words of goodwill and assurance to establish these days of Purim at their designated times, as Mordecai the Jew and Queen Esther had decreed for them, and as they had established for themselves and their descendants in regard to their times and fasting and lamentation. Esther's decree confirmed these regulations about Purim, and it was written down in the records. Now, 2 weeks ago, Pastor Daniel had shared with us a quote from Robert Gaddis, a leading conservative rabbi, to explain the significance of the story of Esther.
两个星期前，关耀传道引用了一个著名保守派拉比 Robert Gaddis 的一句话来解释以斯帖记的意义。
Now, in the next slide, you will see the quote. I shall not read it to you, but you can read for yourself. The message of Esther was clear to both the Jews and her enemies.
那犹太人和他的敌人呢，都很清楚知道以斯帖记的信息。
Now, it was a message of Jewish resistance to annihilation.
那它反映了犹太人对灭绝的这个抵抗力。
But what does Robert Gaddis mean by this?
但 Robert Gaddis 这么说究竟是什么意思呢？
Plainly put, the Jews believed that they will never be wiped out.
那简单来说，犹太人相信他们绝不会被消灭。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God will always deliver them from total destruction.
因为神会永远将他们从彻底毁灭中解救出来。
Did they believe that no harm will come their way?
他们是相信自己不会遇到迫害。
Or that God will protect them at all costs.
或是神会不惜一切保护他们呢？
It seems I'm flogging a dead horse to say once again the moral of the story is about God's providence.
那如果我说以斯帖记的寓意呢是神的眷顾，那我只是一再重复大家所知道的。
Now we have in the past 4 months heard enough of this in the story of Esther.
在过去的四个月里呢，我们从以斯帖记的讲道中早已知道这寓意。
But for a change, what I'm concerned today is what is our understanding of God's providential care?
那今天呢，我要来讨论的是，究竟什么是神的眷顾
？What do we mean when we say God will provide？
那我们说神会供应是什么意思呢
？To understand this, we have to first understand the significance of the Purim.
首先，我们要了解这个普尔日的意义。
Now to commemorate the God's deliverance of the Jewish people in the time from the evil hands of Haman, both Mordecai and Esther.Wrote letters to all the Jews throughout the land of King Xerxes to tell them to celebrate this custom.
那为了纪念神从这个将犹太人从邪恶的哈曼手中解救出来呢，莫迪改和这个以斯帖就写信与哈尔随鲁王各省远近所有的犹太人，嘱咐他们每年要守这个普尔日。
Now, they are supposed to celebrate Purim on Adar the 14th and 15th, which is roughly in the month of March.
那普尔日是在这个亚达月十四及十五日，那也就是大概是三月份的时候。
Now, today Jews continue to celebrate Purim, and they celebrate on only one day, which is Adar the 14th. But in certain parts in Jerusalem and Hebron, and also in Jericho, Purim is celebrated a day after.
那今天呢，世界各地的犹太人都遵守着亚达月十四日为普尔日，那唯有住在这个耶路撒冷、西布伦以及耶利哥的犹太人是在亚达月的第十五日庆祝普尔日。
Now, as you know, today's chapter is actually a summary of what has been going on for the past few chapters.
那今天的这个经文呢，是的，就是形容这个过去 几章的这个所说的故事。
But what stood out as unique actually was verse 27.
特别的是第二十七节。
The author tells us specifically that the Jews took it upon themselves to establish the custom that they and the descendants and all who join them should without fail observe these 2 days every year in the way prescribed at the time appointed.
他在第二十七节说到，就应承自己与后裔，并跟随归随他们的人，每年按时必守这两日，永远不废。
Now, unlike other festivals in the Jewish calendar, Purim is the only one that was not commanded by God.
那与其他这个犹太节日有别的是呢？这个普尔日是唯一一个非神下令的节日。
It is a human response to God's deliverance.
它是神人对神的这个眷顾的回应。
This is particularly interesting for us modern Christians as we often talk about responding to God.
那这对我们现代基督徒来说呢，特别有趣，因为我们常说对神有回应。
Now, so Purim becomes a theological response to God's providence.
所以普尔日就成了这个对神的眷顾，这个神学的回应。
The celebration of Purim is intrinsic to the faith and tradition of the Jewish people.
那庆祝这个普尔日呢，代表着犹太人的信仰以及传统。
It is as important as how they would celebrate other Jewish festival, like the Passover, which is another testimony of God's deliverance.
那就像庆祝别的犹太节日，如这个逾越节，逾越节也就是对神的解救的另一个见证。
So when the odds are stacked against the Jews, they are often reminded of the story of Esther, the encouragement of hope that God will once again deliver them.
那当犹太人处于这个逆境的时候呢，他们就会以以斯帖记当成一种鼓励，然后盼望着神再次解救他们。
Pastor Daniel calls this the inviolability of the Jews.
那关耀传道称它为犹太人的不可侵犯。
In other words, the Jews believe that no evil plans against them will prevail because God is on their side.
换句话说呢，这个犹太人就相信，因为神在他们的身边，所以无论任何对付他们的奸计都无法得逞。
This is why they celebrate Purim until today.
那因此直至今天，今日呢，他们仍这个遵守普尔日。
Now, Purim comes from the Persian word Pur, which means lot, which Haman cast in divination to determine the day of death for the Jewish race.
那普尔日来自这个波斯语普尔，指的是哈曼为了测定这个灭绝犹太族的日子所测的天。
Now, the word Pur only appears in the Hebrew text of Esther in the Old Testament.
那普尔这字呢，在旧约中，只出现在这希伯来语以斯帖记里。
Now, so together with the Hebrew suffix making it plural with the im, it becomes Purim.
那加了这个 im 呢，就成了普尔。
So the Jews actually took a Persian word and accepted it into their Hebrew language.
那犹太人就将这个
波斯语
的这个字呢，就成了这个希伯来语里面的一个字。
In Hebrew, actually, Pur has an equivalent word, which is Gura.
那在希伯来语中呢，普尔有另外一个字是同义的，就是 Gura.
Now, this word occurs frequently in the entire Bible.
那这个字常出现在旧约中。
Note, for example, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 33, the lot or Gura is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
就如箴言这第十六章第三十三节，铅放在怀里，定是由耶和华。
Now, when Haman cast the lot, he was seeking guidance from the gods.
那当哈曼撤签时呢，他是在向神明寻求指导。
In ancient Israel, also used the same method to determine God's will.
那古代以色列人也同样的以同样的方法来决定神的旨意。
That's a picture of the die or the cast that was being thrown at the time.
那这图画就是那个就是那个签，就是要来丢的那个。
Yes, inscriptions on each side of the die.
那它签的这个各面都有这个刻着字。
So since God is not explicitly mentioned in the entire book, theologians and scholars, together with the LXX, have made a hermeneutical jump to identify God as the cause of the turning points in the story.
那因为全书并没有明确的提到神，那神学家和学者以及 LXX 认定神是故事中的转捩点的原因呢，是种圣经注解学。
Now, Pastor Daniel argued reasonably well that God can still be present when He seemed absent.
那光耀传道很合理的争论，这个神虽然呢，他好像不在，但他仍然存在。
Rightly so, for the hiddenness of God is a common theme in theology.
那应当如此，因为隐藏的神是神学中很普遍的这个主题。
This is of course viable and believable and theologically sound.
那这当然可行可信，也有神学根据。
But we must also recognize that the author of Hebrew Esther had intentionally left the mention of God out from this story.
但我们也要承认呢，这个希伯来版以斯帖记的这个作者是有意的，在他的故事中不提到神。
Not only was God left out,But the author made it clear that the establishment of Purim was actually a solely human effort.
那非但不提到神，那作者还清楚地认明呢，这个普尔日的成立完全因人的努力。
Let's read again verse 27. The Jews took it upon themselves to establish the custom.
那让我们再读第二十七节，就应承自己与后裔。
Now it seems the author makes a conscientious effort to keep the story all too human.
那看起来作者是很努力的将故事人性化。
Why?
为什么呢？
The characters in the stories are flawed in many ways.
那故事中的人物呢，都各有自己的缺点。
They're as human as you can imagine them to be.
他们都是很典型的人物。
They are far from perfect, but yet their decisions.Have led to the salvation of the entire nation.
那他们远离完美，但他们的决定， 和计划呢，却给整个民族带来这个救赎。
This is no small feat.
这绝非易事。
This merely seems like human effort, but with the Greek additions, we know that God is behind it all.
那看似只靠人的努力，但有了希腊文的这个额外篇章呢，却让我们从神存在的角度来了解这故事。
Just like the Exodus event, we see that salvation deliverance of Israel was through another human agent, Moses.
那就像出埃及记里，神通过摩西将以色列救赎。
And during the period of the judges, when everyone did what was evil in their eyes, God's faithfulness prevailed.
那在士师记中呢，当所有人都在行恶时，神的忠诚却最终获胜。
In the story of Esther and Mordecai, it was no different.
在以斯帖和莫迪改的故事中也如此。
God always works in partnership with humans.
那神永远和人合伙经营。
Now, what strikes me as most particular is that God was never mentioned.
那对我来说，最奇特的就是，神没有被，全文中完全无提到神。
Pastor Daniel argued convincingly that many coincidences to the story are evidence of God turning the tables around.
那光耀传道有说服力的争论到，故事中的许多巧合都是神扭转形势的证据。
Now, if indeed a coincidence is a miracle in which God prefers to remain anonymous, the question we must answer is why must God remain anonymous?
那如果巧合是个神选择在其中保持匿名的奇迹呢？问题是为何神要在故事中保持匿名？
Why did the author intentionally left God out?
为何作者特意的不提到神？
I believe that there is a reason worth pursuing.
我相信当中必有原因。
I believe that from the Hebrew text, the author paints a worldview where God is mostly silent and provides an answer to a seemingly godless world.
那我相信在希伯来文版中，作者取自一个神往往是沉默的世界观，来答应一个看似无神的世界。
We also live in a seemingly godless world.
我们也活在一个看似无神的世界里。
The postmodern existential philosophers declare that God is dead.
后现代存在主义哲学家宣称神死了。
They say humans live as if there was no God.
他们说人像是生命中无神似的活着。
And recently, atheism is making a strong comeback with Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens as forebearers.
那最近无神论以这个 Richard Dawkins 和 Christopher Hitchens 为主卷土重来。
They say there is no God.
他们说没有神。
6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust, which is about 1/3 of the entire population at that time.
600万个犹太人在大屠杀中被杀害，那这是当时犹太族人口的三分之一。
The question they ask, where is God?
他们问的问题是神在哪里？
According to Stephen Ambrose, an American historian, he says the Holocaust was the most evil crime ever committed.
根据美国历史家 Stephen Ambrose, 大屠杀是个有史以来最邪恶的罪行。
According to Simon Wiesenthal, an Austrian Jewish architectural engineer, also a Holocaust survivor, he says God must have been on leave during the Holocaust.
对奥地利犹太人建筑工程师也是大屠杀的幸存者 Simon Wenson 他来说呢，这大屠杀时神一定是放假去了。
In the history of God, Karen Armstrong explains their unavoidable logic. If this God is omnipotent, he could have prevented the Holocaust.
在《神的历史》一书中 ，Karen Armstrong 解释到一个不可避免的逻辑：如果这神是全能的，他就能防止大屠杀。
If he was unable to stop it, then he is impotent and useless.
如果他不能防止，他便是无全能也无用的。
If he could have stopped it and chose not to, he is a monster.
如果他能阻止，却选择不阻止，他就是个魔鬼。
Armstrong wrote.There is a story that one day in Auschwitz, a group of Jews put God on trial.
那 Armstrong 写道，有个故事说，有一天，奥斯维辛里的一群犹太人将神受审。
They charged him with cruelty and betrayal.
他们指控他残酷与背叛。
Like Job, they found no consolation in the usual answers to the problem of evil and suffering in the midst of this current obscenity.
就如约伯，他们在现今猥亵的行为当中呢，无法从一般罪恶与痛苦的问题的答案中找到安慰。
How do we continue to speak about God's providence during and after the Holocaust?
那在大屠杀之前与后呢？我们如何继续说到神的眷顾？
The Jews living during the period of Esther experienced God's providence.
活在以斯帖记的犹太人体验到神的眷顾。
But did the Holocaust Jews experience the same divine providence?
但活在大屠杀时代的犹太人是否也体验到同样的神的眷顾呢？
After the Holocaust, how many Jews still proudly proclaim the inviolability of the Jewish people?
在大屠杀之后，犹太人还能得意地宣称犹太人的不可侵犯吗？
God was put on trial.
神被提审。
Many Jews turn away from their faith.
许多犹太人放弃了信仰。
They call themselves atheist Jews.
他们自称为无神论者犹太人。
Meaning culturally and ethnically, they remain a Jew, but they no longer believe that their God exists.
表示文化上和民族上呢，他们仍是犹太人，但他们不再相信神的存在。
Many famous atheist Jews include French philosopher Jacques Derrida.Famous physicist Richard Feynman and the American Jewish director Woody Allen.
那著名的无神论犹太人呢？有法国哲学家 Jacques Derrida， 著名的物理学家 Richard Feynman 和美国犹太人导演 Woody Allen.
Woody Allen puts it in a comical way when he describes, "How can I believe in God when just last week I got my tongue caught in the roller of an electric typewriter?"
那 Woody Allen 曾说过，上个星期我的舌头刚被卡在电动的打字机滚筒里，我要如何相信有神呢？
Many can no longer accept a powerful and loving God who had seemed absent during the worst of times.
许多人已无法接受一个强有力及充满爱的神，为何在逆境时却不存在？
How do we answer the question of the Holocaust?
我们如何解答大屠杀的问题呢？
Did God deliver the Jews?
神是否有搭救犹太人？
It is true that even under the Third Reich, the genocide of the Jews was never completed.
那就是在第三帝国时，犹太族的种族灭绝也仍然没有完成。
Jews continue to live in different parts of the world today.
如今犹太人继续在世界各处生活着。
They continue to celebrate Purim with the experience of the Holocaust in their minds.
但他们虽然有着大屠杀的这个经验，却仍然继续遵守普尔日。
Why?
为什么呢？
The new generations of the Jews today continue to celebrate Purim because they are alive because God was there to protect them, not in all, but in some.
那现在的这个犹太人仍然继续庆祝普尔日，是因为他们仍存活着。
How can they still celebrate about the divine providence and God's deliverance after what had happened to their people?
那他们的民族经历了这个种族灭绝，为什么还能庆祝神的眷顾以及神的救赎呢？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
This was the burning question which I struggled with.Through the entire sermon series.
那这是我在整个讲道系列中一直存有的问题。
The question of the Holocaust.
大屠杀的问题。
Then as I was reading and researching on the topic further, I learned that what the Jews went through during the Holocaust was similar to what Jesus Christ went through on his death on the cross 2,000 years ago.
那当我在深入研究时呢，我就发现这个犹太人在大屠杀中的经历，就如同耶稣基督在2000年前死在十字架上的经历相同。
Remembering also Maundy Thursday's sermon a month back, I began to understand God's providence and deliverance in the light of Christ.
那想起这陈牧师一个月前卓足星期四的讲道，我开始以基督的角度去明白神的眷顾和救赎。
The Bible does not provide an adequate answer to the problem of evil and suffering in this world.
圣经不为这世上的罪恶与痛苦的问题给予适当的答案。
It was never meant to be.
它从来就不是为此。
Even when Job confronted God with the questions, "Where then is my hope?"
就当约伯质问神，这样我的指望在哪里呢？
Why does the Almighty not set times for judgment? Why must those who know Him look in vain for such days?
全能者既定期罚恶，为何不使认识他的人看见那日子呢？
Simply put, Job is also asking, "Where is God?"
简单的说，约伯也在问神在哪里。
Job's friends gave him no comfort.
那约伯的朋友并没有给他安慰。
Elihu rebukes Job and his friends by providing his explanation in God's defense.
那以利户就尝试为神辩护。
He says, "God is just. It is you who are wicked."
他说，全能者是公平的，你是邪恶的。
God is great. It is you who need to repent. Therefore, fear him.
神有大能，那是你应当误会。
Instead of answering Job, God questions him instead. How ironical!
那与其回答约伯呢，神反问他，这多讽刺啊！
Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand.
我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。
God never provided Job with the answer he was looking for.
神没给予约伯他寻找的答案。
But Job found God's answers in God's questions.
但约伯在神的问题中找到神的答案。
The Bible tells us that God rebukes Job's three friends.
圣经告诉我们，神斥责约伯的三个朋友。
He also vindicated Job.
神维护了约伯。
God never explains his silence, or in the case of the Holocaust, his absence.
神没有解释他的沉默，或如大屠杀中他的不在场。
But God answered the question of the evil and suffering in the life and death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ.
但神在他的儿子耶稣基督的生死与复活中回答了罪恶与痛苦的问题。
God did not answer why is there evil in this world.
神并没解释为何这世上有罪恶。
But God dealt with the problem of evil.
但神处理了罪恶的问题。
God never explained why 6 million Jews were left to die under the hands of Adolf Hitler.
神并没解释为何600万名犹太人死于希特勒手下。
But God preserved the nation in the midst of evil.
但神在罪恶中仍保存了这个民族。
When we say that God provides, it does not mean that no evil will come our way.
当我们说神将供应，这并不表示我们不会遇到罪恶。
It does not mean that every of our prayers will be answered according to our petition.
那这不表示我们每一个祷告都会依我们的祈求灵验。
In Jesus Christ, all our prayers are fulfilled because of His death on the cross. We are saved.
在耶稣基督中，我们的祷告都会被完成，因他在十字架上的死使我们得救。
Christ provided the ultimate deliverance and providence for us all.
神为我们带来了救赎。
God provided salvation to the world by first becoming us and dying for our sins.
神先成肉身，再为我们而死，因而为世界带来救赎。
This is divine providence.
这就是神的眷顾。
Nietzsche wrote of the famous parable of the madman.
Nietzsche 写到一个著名的比喻。
Who ran into the marketplace one morning crying, "I seek God, I seek God."
那在一个早上，有个疯子，他就跑进了市集中，大叫，我寻找神，我寻找神。
When the bystanders asked where he imagined God had gone, had he run away?Immigrated, perhaps.
当旁观者问他，认为神到哪里去了？他是否逃跑了，或是移民了
？The madman said.
那疯子说
，I mean to tell you, we have killed him. You and I, we are his murderers.
我是要告诉你们，我们将他给杀了。我和你，我们是他的凶手。
For the Jews, the God of history died with his many believers in Auschwitz.
对于犹太人来说呢，历史上的神与他的信徒死在奥斯维辛。
Eli Wiesel, a Holocaust survivor and Nobel Peace Prize winner, said, "Never shall I forget this moment which murdered my God and my soul and turned my dreams to dust." As he watched black smoke coiling to the sky from the crematorium that the bodies of his mother and his sister were thrown into.
那大屠杀幸存者及诺贝尔奖得主 Eli Wiesel 看着浓浓的黑烟从他的母亲和妹妹的尸体被扔入火葬场中盘绕上空时说，我将永远不会忘记这些谋杀我的神与灵魂和毁灭我的梦想的时刻。
Wiesel had seen more than enough.
Wiesel 已看得太多了。
He wrote about the day when the Gestapo hanged a child in front of thousands of spectators.
他写到盖世太保在上千个旁观者前绞死一个小孩。
The child, who Wiesel recalled, had the face of a sad-eyed angel, was silent, lividly pale, and almost calm as he ascended the gallows.
Wiesel 回想到那小孩的脸，如同一个伤心的天使。他沉默与平静地走上绞刑台。
Behind him, one of the prisoners asked, "Where is God? Where is he?"
他身后的一个囚犯问：“神在哪里？他在哪里？”
The child died half an hour later, while the prisoners were forced to look at him right at the face.
那小孩在半个小时后死去，而那些囚犯被逼看着他的脸。
When the same prisoner asked again,Where is God?
当同一个囚犯再问神在哪里，
Wiesel heard his heart said, "Here he is. He is hanging here on this gallows."
Wiesel 听到他心中在说，他就在此，他就悬挂在这绞刑架上。
Indeed, we worship the God of the gallows.
的确，我们崇拜绞刑架的神。
We live because he died on the gallows.For our sins.
我们活着是因他为我们的罪而死在绞刑架上。
God is there when it hurts.
神存在于创伤中。
God is there in the midst of the Holocaust, even when he seemed absent.
在大屠杀中，虽然神看似不在，其实他是存在的。
The question we ought to ask ourselves is, do we then live for a God who remains?Dead, or a God who is alive?
我们应当自问，我们为死去的神还是活着的神而活呢？
The choice is yours.
选择在于你。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear God, we come before you as ignorant, as unknowing, and sometimes ungrateful, Lord.We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your grace and your love to embrace us in times when we feel that you're not there for us, Lord. Remind us once again, that you are there. We thank you for what Christ has done on the cross. We pray for the people who have survived the Holocaust, who continue to bear testimonyOf your deliverance and your providence. Many may have turned away, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you be real to them once again, that they will find you again, that you are the God of the gallows. We thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' most precious and holy name. Amen.